Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Lots to talk about. Joining us on the phone line is Adam Stevens, Director of Marketing and Community Engagement with KWSP Humane. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Adam. There is lots to talk about as we're slowly kind of winding up the year and, of course, looking ahead with KWSP Humane. Let's talk about exciting news about breaking ground at the new facility.
Yeah, so we're imminently breaking ground. We got word back from the city that we're going to be having the heavy equipment vehicles in before Christmas, which is exciting. We're excited to be able to make some announcements of local community sponsors along with that groundbreaking. We're really excited to be able to provide this extra service for the community.
And that is for the Kitchener-Waterloo area. And let's also talk about the mobile outreach vehicle. This is exciting news, certainly for Stratford-Perth as well.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's one of my favorite aspects of this project. We've long been very aware of the fact that it's more difficult to provide service out in the rural areas, and so this is one of the reasons why we're building the community outreach vehicle. And so with it, we'll be able to do things like health and wellness checks remotely out in rural areas. We'll be able to do pet pantries. We'll be able to do rabies vaccinations, as well as a host of other types of services that we can't offer today.
So that is absolutely terrific. That is going to make a big difference, certainly for our communities, with something like that. Let's talk about the other campaign that's happening, Hope for the Holidays, that's currently underway.
Yeah, so Hope for the Holidays is our annual holiday fundraising campaign. As your listeners may or may not know, we don't rely upon any government funding at all. So we rely upon the funding of our community so that we can turn that back into community services. I believe it was November 26th through until the end of December, we're running our Hope for the Holidays campaign. Of course, we've been a little bit affected by the Canada Post strike, but not nearly as much as others.
Which is good to hear. So people can easily make donations online, that sort of thing.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly it. Thankfully, we're not, we rely upon snail mail, but not in the same way that some other organizations do. So yeah, if you go to kwsphumane.ca, you can make your donation there.
Oh, or locally, you can drop by at 125 Griffith Road in Stratford. That's for the Stratford Center. We're chatting with Adam Stevens with KWSP Humane. And Adam, you wanted to spotlight something about trends we're seeing in animal welfare. What's this all about?
Oh yeah. So it's interesting because we're currently one of the items that we're dealing with is we've noticed an interesting increase in the amount of dogs and strays that come to us with behavioral challenges, and we think that the reason why this is, in speaking with our colleagues around the province, is dogs were puppies at one point during the pandemic. During that pandemic, those were dark times. And so people, they needed a moment of levity, some brevity, that kind of thing in the family. And so an animal or a pet was a great way to go about doing that. Unfortunately, during those pandemic times, those dogs didn't get socialized nearly as much as they maybe could have used. And so we find that when they're coming to us now, they are requiring extra training, which is okay. We've got, many canine behaviorists in the shelters to help, instill those good behaviors. But it is something that we're aware of, as well as our colleagues in other SPCAs.
Okay, fair enough. And then also on that note, it's been noted that the use of things like the pet pantry and some of the outreach program, that there has been a sort of an uptick in that, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. So similar to the statistics that you're seeing coming out of the food bank, we're seeing very similar usages in our pet pantry. For anybody who hasn't heard that term before, the pet pantry is effectively our version of a food bank for pets. Part of our mandate is to keep people and pets together. If food affordability becomes an issue, then that's where we have to step in and be able to provide a service so that if there are families who have emergency needs, then they can come to us free of charge. There's no charge for any of this. But they can access us once a month to be able to get those food stores that they need to be able to keep their pets.
All right. And folks can certainly make donations for the pet pantry. That helps out immensely.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah. And if, you know, if monetary donations, you know, isn't something that's within the realm of possibility, we also have things like Amazon wish lists on our website. So if you're looking to donate this, you know, this holiday, that's another avenue through which we can go about receiving donations. Lord knows we'll put the food to good use.
Oh, absolutely. So lots happening with KWSP Humane and again with the Stratford Perth Humane Society. Of course, hope for the holidays you can make a donation. And again, it's things like adopt, volunteer, gift, and donate, because part of it is also volunteering with this.
Yeah, definitely. And this is one of my favorite aspects of the Hope for the Holidays campaign. A great example would be tomorrow we have two fairly large corporate volunteering groups that are coming in, and they're helping us build winterized cat shelters so that those stray cats and feral cats that are out in our communities have a warm, dry place to stay during these winter months.
All right, Adam Stevens with KWSP Humane. Anything else on the agenda, Adam? Or we should remind folks, pet calendars are available and they make a great Christmas gift.
You read my mind, Jamie. Yeah, exactly. I was just going to remind folks of the pet calendars. So we did a pet or a contest way back in, I guess it was late summer, early fall. And so those contest winners have been selected. The calendars are now available and they are $15. They're available at either shelter or online.
All right. And online, it's kwsphumane.ca. And locally, it's 125 Griffith Road in Stratford for the Stratford Center. And you can give them a call at 519-273-6600. Adam Stevens with KWSP Humane. Adam, thank you so much for all the great information there, and all the best over the holidays.
Oh, Jamie, it's my happy pleasure. And you too. Have a lovely holiday.